Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun rises over Israel, expect a warm day ahead. In Jerusalem, the sky is clear with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv will see sunny skies, perfect for a day at the beach. In Haifa, the temperatures are mild, making it ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran denies targeting the UAE, while Netanyahu voices support for the UAE following reported Iranian strikes. This comes as a U.S.-flagged tanker exits the Strait of Hormuz under military escort. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, a county in the Los Angeles area strongly objects to a proposed lesser sentence for a man who pleaded guilty to killing a 69-year-old Jew. This is reported by JNS, just in. Also this hour, Israel braces as former President Trump weighs his next move on Iran amid Gulf tensions. Ynet reports the escalation in the Strait of Hormuz remains below the threshold for war. Separately, additional IDF soldiers face indictments over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza. This comes from I-24 News in reporting from earlier today. And finally, Hezbollah has fired rockets at IDF troops in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post provided this information earlier. Reaction has been swift on social media. Monica Marks, a Middle East analyst, posting just minutes ago, highlights Iran's actions in Hormuz and their impact on rising gas prices. She warns prices could hit $9 a gallon if tensions continue. Former senior economic advisor to President Trump, Stephen Moore, explains the link between inflation, rising gas prices, and U.S. voter sentiment. Al Arabiya English shared this insight earlier today. Stricker Nonpro, a non-proliferation analyst, relayed a message emphasizing that Israeli and American airstrikes have delayed Iran's nuclear capabilities. This perspective was shared earlier today. Let's go deeper. Iran denies targeting the UAE amid rising Gulf tensions. The Jerusalem Post reports Netanyahu's vocal support for the UAE after Iranian strikes were alleged. These developments come as a U.S.-flagged tanker navigates the Strait of Hormuz, now under military escort. The situation heightens regional tensions with potential impacts on maritime security. Turning to the U.S., where there is controversy over a proposed sentence, JNS reports a Los Angeles area county's strong objection to probation for a man guilty of killing a Jewish resident. The case underscores ongoing concerns about justice and community safety within the Jewish community. Meanwhile, Ynet details how Israel is closely monitoring Trump's next steps on Iran. As tensions escalate in the Gulf, the U.S. maintains that current actions remain below the threshold for war. This uncertainty could influence diplomatic relations and regional stability. Starting with the IDF, I-24 News reports on indictments over smuggling into Gaza. The operation involved multiple soldiers, revealing vulnerabilities in border control. This has implications for security and military integrity in the region. Finally, Hezbollah's rocket fire into southern Lebanon marks a significant escalation. The Jerusalem Post highlights this as part of broader regional instability. The situation could have serious consequences for peace efforts in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, ministers have approved two new combat aircraft squadrons for the Israel Air Force. Globes reports that a fourth squadron of Lockheed Martin F-35 planes and a second squadron of F-15IA planes from Boeing are on order. Separately, the world's largest shipping company is rerouting cargo to bypass the Hormuz blockade. Ynet Business reports MSC will launch a new line connecting Europe with ports in the Persian Gulf via Saudi Arabia's west coast. And finally, SanDisk finds itself amid an AI boom with a $160 billion valuation. CTEC notes the company's deep Israeli roots and its bet on stability after years of volatility. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.